This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Friday, September 11th.
Nick, you know how I feel about today's pod.
Jack, we discussed a little bit earlier. I got the sense you thought this was better than yesterday's.
This is the best one yet.
TBOY, Jack, first story. What do we got over there?
Canopy.
The cannabis company based in Canada likes open concept kitchens.
Nice.
And apple turnover and an old papier mache.
New strategy for Canopy. Launch a CBD line with Martha Stewart.
For our second story, Postmates is officially more excited for football than you are.
And we got a clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose situation when you're the official anything of the National Football League.
For our third and final story, Restoration Hardware successfully luxuryified itself in the past 12 months.
It's official. Resto is joining our fantastic Fancy Four of the Corona economy.
But Snackers, before we hit those three fantastic stories.
Yes.
Nick and I would love to say one thing.
Yeah, it is September 11th when we said that at the top of the pod. And our thoughts, they're going back 19 years.
Over 3,000 people died on that awful day.
Jack was up in middle school in Vermont. I was up in middle school in the Bronx. And you could painfully see the smoke actually coming through as we tried to get back into Manhattan.
I was watching it on TV like most other Americans, but this is not something Nick and I ever want to forget.
No, New York City was hit the hardest.
And New York City is a special place for both Nick and me. We were roommates for 3 years on East 14th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue.
It's one day that has affected all of us.
Now, September 11th in the United States is not a day of celebration, of course, like most holidays in the United States are.
Yeah, but what a lot of Americans don't realize is it's technically and actually a day of service.
Kind of like Martin Luther King is a day of service, it's a day for us to think of and do something for someone outside of ourselves.
So before we jump into those three wonderful stories, Jack and I want to take a moment of silence like we do every year for everyone affected by September 11th. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, Postmates is officially the on-demand delivery partner of the NFL now. And that's important because the NFL is the unofficial economic partner of the United States of America. All right, Snack, he's going to work with us on some imagery here. Picture the NFL sitting around wondering how they're going to replace this like lost ticket revenue. Roger Goodell is standing at the whiteboard. He's in his boxers. He's not happy, but he's present. And the first person's like, well, most stadiums are going to be empty this NFL season, which is a big bummer. He's like, yeah, good point, Jerry. Good point. Let's keep going. What else we got? But people will still be watching on TV. In fact, probably more people than ever will be watching on TV. Julie, this is good. Continue. I'm jotting this down. How about we have more commercials? We kind of have a lot of commercials already. Any other ideas out there? How about we sell another official blank of the NFL title? Loretta, I like where you're going. I know we've already sold official seats, official straws, official pixels, official burgers, official car, official pickup truck of the NFL.
We have.
But have we thought about food delivery apps? Loretta, you're getting a promotion. In case you missed it, Snackers, the NFL kicked off last night, aka the least socially distant of all the sports.
Unless they're touching on your buddy for taking a chicken wing.
This story is about Postmates, which just became the official delivery app of the National Football League.
Yeah, so Postmates is whipping out its wallet. It's paying millions for this honor, and here's what Postmates is getting.
Well, they get to sponsor the Super Bowl, which is a pretty big deal.
Not too shabby. So you're getting ready for some like Postmates Me That Burrito Bowl commercials coming into February.
Yeah. Postmates is going to become a verb after the Super Bowl, guarantee.
They're going to try to make this a verb. They're dealing with the old double syllable challenge, though.
They also get the right to say the official delivery app of the NFL on all of Postmates' marketing.
Which leads us to the big question here. Where exactly did Postmates get all these millions of dollars for sponsorships?
Glad you asked. The answer is Uber, which acquired Postmates for $2.6 billion in July.
And that was after Uber tried to acquire Grubhub. That deal fell apart, so they settled for smaller Postmates.
Now, Uber shareholders are excited about potential new business driven from these NFL fans sitting on their couches on Sundays.
And that's because the old delivery app ecosystem is actually a mafia-style turf war where Don DoorDash controls the five families.
The NFL could be the perfect way for Uber and Postmates to catch up to Don DoorDash, who's leading the five families.
Don DoorDash is still leading over in the Bronx with 46% of the delivery market. Postmates is fourth out of the big four.
So Uber stock rose 3% because yesterday was both the kickoff for the NFL and the day Postmates became the official delivery app of the NFL.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Uber and Postmates?
The NFL is an engine of economic activity.
Bold claim here, Snackers. The NFL is actually the biggest source of entertainment in the United States.
You want some proof? 43 of the top 50 most watched TV broadcasts last year were football games.
And that stat's courtesy of our buddy Kendall Baker's sports newsletter.
The NFL drives restaurant sales, alcohol sales, electronic sales, and let's face it, happiness.
Add all that up, the NFL is its own economy.
On the day that Congress failed again to provide further economic stimulus to businesses and people struggling with COVID-19.
We're just glad to see the NFL kick off, pun very much intended.
And we hope the NFL is as successful as the NBA and the NHL have been in limiting the spread of COVID-19.
Uber is betting millions on that. For our second story, Restoration Hardware sold more sofas last quarter and made more profit on each one of those sofas sold.
That's impressive because this is the comfiest member of the fantastic Fancy Four stocks.
All right, so Snackers, Jack and I jumped in Snack Style, checked out this earnings report. We're blown away by the opening quote from Restoration Hardware's CEO.
Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail behind you.
That sounds like a Jedi quote. What do you got going on there, Jack?
It's actually the Restoration Hardware CEO quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Very transcendentalist. That's how you want to kick things off.
Because Nick, remember, 100% of shots not taken don't go in.
Michael Scott / Wayne Gretzky.
Now, this CEO both opened and closed his second quarter earnings report with that same quote.
And then, get this, he ended the whole earnings report with a carpe diem at the very finale.
Not sincerely, not best regards.
No.
Carpe diem.
This is like Moses leading all the retail furniture people. They got to build a statue of this guy.
That's funny because his name is Guy.
His name is Guy. And revenues for Guy's company, they grew by 1% last quarter.
Now, 1% growth sounds weak. That's no Zoom. That's no Palatine. That's no Netflix.
No, it's not. But when you're selling furniture online, That's challenging right now.
Are you dropping $2,000 on a cloud sofa?
No.
You probably want to test out that sofa by putting your butt on it.
And yet, even though butts weren't in sofas, Restoration Hardware, whose sofas cost double that, by the way.
Yeah, they're costing like 10 grand.
You're going to put your back a bit. They increased sales from May to July. Do not follow in that path where it may go.
By just 2%, they increased sales. But one analyst who basically grades stocks for a living, he said that Restoration Hardware stock is worth more than he thought after reading through this awesome second quarter earnings report.
Yeah, actually, his quote described it very charmingly, we thought.
The high-income consumer is healthy and is investing in their homes.
Or as Jack and I like to say, pimp yo cribs.
Now, Restoration Hardware said that their investments in making themselves a luxury brand have paid off.
And the way we know that is by looking at their profit margins.
Profit margins rose last quarter by 490 basis points, which is finance speak for 4.9%.
Because remember, half of finance is confusing people about finance.
Each $1 of sofa sold translated to 4.9 cents more profit than the year before.
Basically, Restoration Hardware convinced consumers their sofas were more luxurious and therefore deserve the higher prices.
Now, that's thanks to their gallery-style showrooms.
Beautiful.
Which Nick and I think are like Airbnb lux worthy.
Snack, as you're trying to get engaged in the next 6 months, do it at a Restoration Hardware gallery.
Oh, by the way, they also have a magazine called RH Ski House and RH Beach House, which are extremely aspirational.
Trust us, she'll say yes if you go to the Meatpacking Restoration Hardware.
The brand perception of RH Furniture has elevated, and so have its prices.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Restoration Hardware?
There is a new class of stock market winners in 2020. Companies that cater to the affluent.
Snackers, having a brand perceived as luxury is a very nice thing to have and a very hard thing to maintain.
That's like some kind of recessive gene that makes you actually enjoy your vegetables.
Yeah, no one's got this thing. But one major trend we're seeing in the corona economy, wealthy people doing better than ever.
And we see four companies benefiting primarily from that trend of wealthy people doing better than even before COVID-19 struck.
We're calling them, these stocks, the Fantastic Fancy Four.
The four stocks are Apple,
nice,
Restoration Hardware,
beautiful,
Lululemon, and Peloton.
Intense. Each of these companies is helping the world's affluent basically just adapt to shelter in place.
And for each of those four companies, the pandemic has boosted their stock prices by 40% or more in 2020.
And Snackers, if you think there's a fifth, tweet us at Robin at Snacks, but we can't go higher than five because then the whole alliteration doesn't work.
If you think there's a sixth, don't tweet us the sixth.
Only one tweet. For our third and final story, Canopy is pulling a strategic move in the cannabis industry. We're calling it CCBD.
CCBD, celebrity CBD.
Snackers, we got to sprinkle a little context on this thing. Cannabis stocks were like in a bubble in 2018.
That's when Canada legalized recreational marijuana use and pot stocks shot to the moon on the excitement.
But since then, sales have usually disappointed and those stocks have fallen dramatically.
Now, cannabis is a plant. It is a commodity. So Canopy needed a key differentiator from the rest of the cannabis companies.
And interestingly, their key differentiator ended up being liquor legend Constellation Brands.
Constellation Brands is known for Robert Mondavi Wine and Corona Beer, and they own one-third of the outstanding stock of Canopy Growth.
And Constellation is doing what liquor companies love to do and Jack and I don't endorse, which is peer pressure.
They're pressuring Canopy to think less about smoking and more about digesting.
They're like, Canopy, less edibles, more blunts. You don't have to do it, but kind of do it. If you don't do it, you're not cool. You're cool. They just keep going.
Constellation thinks that Canopy should push CBD, the less psychoactive chemical found in the cannabis plant.
That's because CBD doesn't make you high, but it can relieve pain, reduce anxiety, and a whole bunch of other things, apparently.
Constellation thinks CBD is a nice beginner product with more mainstream appeal than THC, which is the stuff that gets you high.
That's why you're seeing CBD in your hand sanitizer and probably your AirPods.
Now, as we mentioned, Canopy stock is down from its high. It's down 70%, in fact. So yesterday, they launched a CBD partnership with Martha Stewart herself.
This fascinated Jack and me. She's whipping up $35 to $45 hemp-derived CBD-rich gummies, soft gels, and oils.
And since it's Martha Stewart, they gotta be gourmet.
Yes, they do. We're talking Meyer's lemons flavors and even like some rare berry Jack and I can't pronounce.
I'm gonna call it Kindleberry at this point.
Just go with that. Take out your oven mitts if you're gonna handle this thing.
Now, we noticed Canopy has a thing for celebrities. It's not just Martha Stewart.
Man, Canopy's basically like a groupie of the cannabis space because Martha was introduced to Canopy by Calvin Brodus Jr.
Yada, yada, yada. Calvin Brodus Jr. is also known as Snoop D-O-double-G, who launched a brand called Leaf CBD with Canopy as well.
Oh, and if Snoop doesn't impress you, maybe Drake will, who also launched a cannabis brand also with Canopy.
And if your favorite movie is Superbad, you'll be impressed that Seth Rogen also launched a brand with Canopy.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Canopy and Martha Stewart's living room in the Hamptons?
Canopy is trying to do in cannabis, which Spotify did in podcasts.
Snackers, that's what we're thinking here, because Spotify had to stand out in a sea of dozens of podcast apps.
It had to convince people to try out podcasts for the first time.
Similarly, Canopy has to stand out in a field of dozens of publicly traded cannabis companies.
And similarly, it has to convince people to try out a cannabis product for the first time.
So to deal with this situation, Spotify signed Joe Rogan, Michelle Obama, Kim Kardashian, and Batman to a whole bunch of exclusive podcasts.
Canopy's doing the same thing,
yeah,
signing up celebrities for their own exclusive brands.
And with each celebrity signing, both Canopy and Spotify hope to win the fans of those celebrities as new first-time user customers.
If you're thinking about trying out a new product for the first time that requires like a lifestyle change, an influential, trustworthy celebrity is a good way to get you to do it.
Total behavioral shift. Jack and yo, whip up the takeaways for us before the weekend.
The NFL is back, and so are those official blank of the NFL titles.
Yeah, so Postmates snag one of them. They're hoping to drive eggplant parm orders every Thursday night, Sunday all day, and Monday nights.
For a second story, Restoration Hardware's crown jewel gallery stores have been closed all quarter.
But it's still increased sales because it's a fantastic, fancy four stock.
Third and final story, Canopy Growth is being peer pressured to focus on CBD.
So it's hooking up celebs with their own brands, just like Spotify would. Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in from us.
Birth certificates are the certificates that say where you were officially born in the United States.
Yeah, in the U.S., states handle the birth certificates. That's how they do it.
For example, my birth certificate was issued by the state of Vermont. It says it very clearly at the top of the certificate.
Extremely charming, but there's one place we're pretty sure that doesn't have the state issue the birth certificate.
That's right, and that one place is the city of New York.
Yeah, Jack's mom and me can attest to this. We both got them.
If you look at a birth certificate from the city of New York, the top of the document says City of New York.
Yeah,
not the state of New York.
Yeah, New York City does its own thing.
The bars close at 4 and the birth certificates are issued by the city.
Snackers, hit us up at T-Boy Jack and at Nick in New York on Twitter to confirm or refute this exact snack fact.
We'd love to hear if somewhere else had birth certificates issued anywhere other than the state.
Now, snackers, before we go, we gotta say congrats to Justin and Cheyenne, 1 year anniversary in lovely San Francisco.
And congrats to Pierre for passing the Series 7, a brutal exam that both Nick and I have passed as well.
And Martin and Natasha got engaged in Chicago, didn't know there was a Restoration Hardware there, must be nice.
And Micaiah and Justine Beam just got married in the great state of Montana.
And Sonali and Rahul, 1 year anniversary, Baltimore, Maryland.
Happy birthday to Ernie Rodriguez from Georgia.
And Max Castro from Porto Alegre in Brazil.
And Larissa Rain from San Francisco.
And Justine in Taiwan.
And Keith from San Diego, California.
And Rebecca Wang in Brooklyn.
And Trey Burkhart from Berkeley, California.
And Ivy View from Arlington, Texas.
And Tiffany, not the Tiffany on Fifth Avenue, but Tiffany in New York City.
And Stan Jamchat in Chicago.
And Anand Puzicanel in Wheaton, Illinois.
And Jeremiah Martin in Arcata, California.
And Justin Dietrich in the great state of Florida.
And Ryan Fugel, you're in Ohio. Get up, go to school. Your dad wants you to get out of bed already.
Snackers, thank you for snacking with us. If you got buddies not snacking, this is the weekend. You can ask them HYHYSD.
You stay 6 feet apart and you yell HYHYSD. Have you had your snacks daily?
We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
If you know, you know.
This is Jack. I own stock of Spotify. Nick owns stock of Apple. And we both own stock of Lululemon.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.